So welcome to session 4. We're talking about feedback from session 3 before we jump in. And we're talking about the importance of the harmonized scales. When I was a kid, taking jazz guitar, I started when I was 15 taking jazz guitar. And my friend's dad, we were jamming and I was going. And he came up and he said, it sounds like some weird kind of wedding up here. What are you guys doing, But I never understood why I had to learn those. I thought they were fun to jam on. And I would literally just, with that rhythm the whole time. No wonder the dad came up. And I had no idea why those were so useful. But that's what you're saying.
What are they?
They were harmonized scales. I was playing a G major harmonized scale. I played G major 7, A minor 7, B minor 7, C, exactly what's written on your chart that I said I wasn't going to give you.
Okay, so you're just playing those chords, I guess.
I was playing this. Any other feedback from last week? Oh, and so how would you do that on voice? While you're driving, you'd be like, so you get a pitch pipe, right? So don't miss your exit. Don't miss your exit. Yeah, there you go. Don't miss your exit when you're driving. But suppose you had a pitch pipe and it was A, right? And you like the key of A, let's just say, for your voice. So you would sing, excuse my singing, but you'd be like. You familiarize yourself with the scale. And then you make yourself sing 1, 3, and 5 only. Pretty easy. But then, start it on the second note. So I got Do, right? Yeah, you can use solfege if you prefer. I like 1-3-5. 1-3-5. Whatever. And then go to 2. And you're like, wait, what was 2 again? Okay, well, do da 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 da. There's my 2. And now instead of thinking 2-4-6, I'm just going to think 1-3-5 again, but I know I'm on the 2 chord. So 1-3-5. In the end, it'll sound like 1-3-5, 1-3-5, 1-3. Or you could do it 1-3-5, 2-3-5, 3-3-5, 4-3-5, 5-3-5, 6-3-5, 7-3-5, 1-3-5. And you could spend hours doing that. And we used to, when we were on, as Hillary knows from listening to the ear training thing, when we would go skiing when we were little kids. My sister claims she doesn't remember this, but she's a music geek, even maybe almost as bad as I am. And so she taught me, we would do that on the chairlift. Back then, the chairlifts would take 40 minutes to go up to the top of the mountain. I've heard, I don't ski anymore, but I've heard they get up there in like 10 minutes now or something, just because the technology has improved. But that was, it was really cold, and it was nothing to do, and it just sucked, right? And so that's how we would do it. And so think of all the variations. You could go, you ended at 1-3-5. You could go 5-3-1. Doing it backwards.
Yeah.
You could do just ones and fives only. 1 and 5, 2 and 5, 3 and 5. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, I did it wrong. It'll be 1 and 5, 2 and 6. Oh, I did it right. Or do it backwards. 5-1. See how much fun we used to have? And she vehemently denies any of this. I don't blame her. Alright, is that interesting? Does that open up a world of possibilities for you?
Yeah.
As
I've got some ear training discs someplace, but doing it like that so that you're like kind of memorizing what the interval is.
Yeah. On the bass, as you learn arpeggios and the guitar, Doug, this is coming for you quick too. You can do the same thing. You guys learn one. Whatever, right? And so and then you can make yourself go. Or backwards. But I'm digressing. But it opens up a world of possibilities.
Sending us this?
Yeah, maybe.
We'll always have to write on stone.
Depends on how well you behave yourself. If you don't behave yourself at all, I will send it to you. Any other questions, comments about last week?